Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, August 11th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Nix.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Schumacher.
Here.
Hedman.
Here.
Fasola.
Here.
Milczewski.
Here.
Gatz.
Here.
Borisov.
Here.
And Garcia.
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of visitors, we have our friends from the library here today. Any amendments to the agenda?
Actually, I want to add something to new business to discuss.
Okay.
It's the homecoming parade.
Okay.
Possible closure.
Okay.
We can't vote on it. We can discuss it.
Okay. Okay. Presentations? No presentations. So we can, the board can look at the minutes and approve the minutes from last month. A motion to approve the minutes for the full board meeting on July 14th and the personnel committee meeting on July 29th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Bird.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Fasola.
Yes.
Milczewski.
Yes.
Gatz.
Yes.
Borisov.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
And Nix.
Yes.
Any correspondence? Public comment. We don't have anyone here, so we'll start with our friends of the library report.
Okay, the August used book sale is on track. Used book donations have been pouring in. Volunteers are lined up for setting up the sale, manning the sale and clean up, although more help is always welcome. The treasurer's report listed a balance of $31,526.65. And once again, some of those funds are encumbered funds that will be used to support library programs already budgeted for the year. With the approval of Shelley, the Friends of the Library will be selling t-shirts, sweatshirts, book bags, hats as a fundraiser with the help of Dope Pepper Design, which is a local company. Jessica helped us with setting up the t-shirts for the staff, for the library staff, so now we're going to make them available to the public.
I saw it, and I was like, where's mine?
That's exactly right. So for a nominal fee, you'll be able to, to have
a
shirt as well. We continue to explore possibilities for our own website. Right now, we have a web page on the library's website, but we're looking at just establishing our own so that the library doesn't have to change anything. We would be in charge of that, and we could list all of our events and keep it current ourselves. Cost is a factor, so we're still in the exploration part of it. I'm going to chair the committee that will work on hosting a mystery event. So the committee we'll meet in the next month or 6 weeks, and we'll talk about whether to have it just for adults or for children as well, and when to do it, and so on. I have established contact with the theater department at the high school,
mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can get some theater students over here to portray our suspects during the event. Also, we have updated the brochure, our Friends of the Library brochure, combining three old brochures that we've had in the years and putting them into one, and that will be ready for our membership drive in September. And also volunteers have signed up to stock the mini food pantry in the fall once that Eagle Scout project is
nice.
So we have our volunteers lined up.
Okay, great.
Very good. Those are good updates. I was wondering about the shirt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We don't have any staff comments, so we will move on to the report of the treasurer.
Okay, so you're listed, I think, in your packet. The only thing to note that's kind of unusual, or it's a large bill, is the first half down to Verde Energy, which is $28,601.90. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everything is in line. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented, the total bills paid in the amount of $43,251.87, and total payroll in the amount of $43,707.84, for a total disbursements of $86,959.71.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milczewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
And Bird?
Yes.
Report from our library director.
My report starts at page 27. So we finished up our summer reading program. We had a huge participation. Ms. Jeanette counted over 1,500 kids participating in activities throughout June and July. Mike counted that he passed out 200 reading logs for adults. And we wanted to thank our sponsors. We had sponsors from Mars Wrigley, Raging Waves, Kuiper's Farm, King County Cougars, McDonald's, Wendy's, Papa John's, Juliet Slammers, Classic Cinemas, Keller Farm Stand, Pisano Pizza and Grill, Red Robin, Marciano's, Iboba Bubble Tea, and the Friends of Library.
Wow. Very good. That's huge.
So, thanks to all of them for participating. Oakland Mechanical was here to do a few more items on the checklist. There's still one or two items that they're back and forth with our facilities manager, engineer, and Oak Fork Mechanical. So we still owe them the remainder 10%. And once those checklist items are done, then we will issue them their final check.
Okay.
After torrential rainstorms this last month, we noticed that gutter cleaning needs to be done.
Yep.
So it hasn't been performed since March of 2024. So
it's time.
That will be coming. Some projects Mike is working on for new programs. He has scheduled a 100 Things to Do in Illinois Before You Die program. There's an author that has written a book about this, so she will present on Tuesday, September 16th at 6 o'clock. And also on that date, we have an online program with the Illinois Libraries Presents, and that presenter is Steve Burns. I don't know if you guys remember him. He is the old Blues Clues. So this is an adult program. It's not a kids program.
Okay.
So it's called Finding the Clues Then and Now with Steve Burns.
So, that's nice.
Illinois Library Presents listed their lineup, and there are quite a few very famous authors this coming season. R.L. Stein.
Goosebumps.
Mike had listed more, didn't write them down. let's see here, what else? Oh, he is starting up our Makers Tuesday craft classes again. So the first one will be Tuesday, September 23rd, and that will be Sun Printing, a Sinotype workshop. Not sure what that is. Tuesday, October 28th, is Japanese book binding. And Tuesday, November 25th, will be no-sew folded fabric ornaments. These are taught by a past employee, Suzanne Zobel. She has traveled all over the world, so she always puts a little bit of culture and teaching into her programs. So very excited to have her do that. Jeanette and Mike are going to be doing October 8th. It's a Wednesday evening. Yorkville Pizza Palooza. So October is National Pizza Month. So we will be hosting a few of Yorkville's favorite pizza places, giving us a chance to get to know their stories behind their stores, and have a quick panel discussion, a short Q&A, followed by a chance to sample pizzas. So nice. They're still in the process of lining up that panel. So
that's good.
Mark your calendars. We are going to have our carpets clean on the day that we are closed for in-service. That will be Friday, September 26th. Okay. We have 19 staff members registered to travel to Pub Day that day. So we'll be taking about 4 or 5 carloads of people.
Be safe.
So it will be a very long day.
Drive safe.
I attended the Kendall County Health Department Community Partnership Assessment Workshop. I believe I told you that.
Yes.
They are looking for feedback from people who live and work in Kendall County. So I shared that survey here in the packet. Anybody that works or lives in Kendall County, they're looking to find out what you consider the most 3 important health initiatives or priorities for them, identifying challenges maybe, and they would like to just hear your opinions. So please fill out that survey for them. I registered for the annual ILA conference. That will be in October, so I won't be at that for you. I'll have Cheryl sit in for me on that one. The Kendall County Administrator reached out to me to participate in their strategic plan focus group. So I will be headed there this month on Wednesday, October 20th at 8 o'clock. I have contacted the fire department to set up training for our staff for CPR AED. It's been 2 years since our staff has been trained, so we're going to be setting that back up in the fall. I'm still in contact with Kendall County Health Department about training on the Narcan, and that leads me to I'll let you know that I found out that Friday, August 1st, the governor signed several bills, and 2 of them that pertain specifically to the library. And one is the House Bill 1910 that requires libraries to have the Narcan and have at least 1 employee trained when the library is open. So this will go into effect then January 1st. So we have some time to get that done, the training and obtaining the Narcan. The other House bill that the governor signed authorizes the library board to charge non-resident library fees on a quarterly or biannually basis instead of a 1 lump sum, which I believe there will be a few of our non-residents will be quite happy with that. So we will need to revise our policy on that.
Okay.
And I'll speak to staff. We have a manager's meeting tomorrow about how we will handle that.
Okay.
And I believe that's my report.
Okay. We don't have a city liaison, so Standing committees, we did have a personnel committee meeting on July 29th, and we'll talk about that in the executive session. It was regarding our director's performance evaluation. So we'll move on to no unfinished business. Wow. New business, disaster plan update.
So every year we have to update our disaster plan. So we did a pretty large update last year. So basically what is new in this is I just added a few vendors on our vendor call list. Our new HVAC, our new lighting vendor. I've updated the trustee list with our new trustees, mm-hmm. and the city provided me with the new updated city phone list.
Okay.
So that's really what has been updated in this.
Okay. Okay. We're good with that?
Good. That is selling air.
Oh, on which one? Okay. Well, she can update it next time. Okay, so full time. What page?
Yeah, 46. Under dangerous and harmed persons.
She can update you updated and.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Next item on new business is full-time marketing position.
Yep. So just wanted to share this updated job description that I created. I spoke with Megan last week and wrote up a offer letter to her, which she has signed. So her
first official
full-time start date will be September 2nd.
And I have to say, Shelley, she's doing a great job.
She is.
I was looking at the site, the social media, and I've never seen as much as in all these new ideas.
Yeah. So, really good. We sat together and kind of talked about a three-month really general plan idea, and
kind of
go from there.
Okay.
So
very good. So this is just for our record.
That's perfect.
Okay. And now something that we do every year: review of the new Illinois Public Library standards.
Yes. So we're not going to start today.
Okay.
But I sat in a webinar for the committee that created the standard. So, in essence, this book is no longer.
Oh.
These standards replace this book now.
Oh, okay.
So, and there will not be a publication.
Okay.
So, these standards and the action plan can be found on the ILA's website, ila.org. Okay. You go to publications, you'll find it easily there. Really nice how they did this, and they added appendices for each segment of sample policies that
that's good.
We're looking for a certain policy.
They have it on the draft.
Very nice.
That's
nice.
Good, and they're saving paper.
So they've added a few sections and kind of merge some sections together. So please save these papers. I don't want to have to print them out every time and bring them back next
month.
3 months.
Okay.
So we're going to go through, I believe there's 12, so we'll take 3 months and go through 4 chapters or vice versa. They have to have the per capita grant submitted by January.
We have time. Okay. And then the next item, which is the discussion of the homecoming parade possible closure.
Yeah. So last year, the parade is always on, or it has been in the past few years, on Thursday. And we happened to have Thomas's program last year during that time. And it was a nightmare. Everybody that came to the parade parked in the library parking. They had closed the road so people couldn't get
out.
Couldn't get out. So I would like to discuss possibly, and I talked to Tim Evans today and asked what time their parade lineup is and what time the parade kicks off. And so the parade kicks off at 5:30 and the lineup starts at 4:30. So
okay.
I was thinking, hoping we could discuss possibly closing at 4 that Thursday.
That might be. You might want to close a little earlier. People start getting there so early.
Oh, to be able to have
really?
State.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
To find parking or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody comes.
Yeah. I don't think they'll close the roads then. I think, well.
4?
Not the roads, but people will be parking in these spots.
Oh, well.
Is what I'm saying.
That's true, too.
Not me. I'm always late. But a lot of people are very, very early so that they can get parking.
Yeah.
Would that wouldn't impact you like you guys leaving at 4?
No, it won't impact us leaving. It will just impact anybody wanting to come to the library.
Yes.
I told Mike not to schedule any programs that day.
Yeah.
Which we don't right now have. I don't believe.
No, and what's
have,
the
we
date?
Have Dungeons and Dragons. Sorry, and that can easily be.
What's the date?
Canceled for that. It is October 2nd, Thursday at 4 o'clock, or whenever you decide.
Thank you.
But we can vote.
We're not voting.
We can vote next,
we can discuss it.
So I'll put it
as, in the next
unfinished business.
For next month. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
I guess
maybe more discussion on times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand the challenge of trying to run an event during that, but in the past, have we seen an increase of traffic as people are kind of waiting around for it at all? Or, I mean, that's the only thing I would be concerned.
Increase in...
Like, traffic into the library as far as, like, foot traffic or...
Bathroom.
Okay.
That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess what would be the reasoning behind closing?
Because they can't get out.
We had staff that couldn't get out.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
It's blocked off all the way down.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so if those that are getting off can't get out because the parade ends at what time?
Parade ends? I'm not sure.
Because then after the parade, it's festivities. There's festivities.
The parade was like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was long.
So I don't know how long. It's whoever lines up for
they want to.
Yeah.
And then they have activities afterwards at the school, right?
I can't remember.
Or they hang out?
Volleyball last year. Sorry. But like, and the setup, it's outrageous. It's a lot of people.
We closed last year.
Can we call the restroom here, though?
Did we close the year before?
Yeah, that's, again, like, as far as restrooms go, I mean, there might be, that's the other side of it, though. If there's an expectation of, oh, I can use the library. I mean, we are a public building, too, so that's the only.
Yeah, but if you let them know that you're closing, then. I don't know. I just think that.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it would be smart to close. And we have so many students, too. I mean, we're talking how many more parents are coming to these. All of the youth sports as well are in the homecoming parade. It's not just high school stuff, but it is. And then every level of high school. So, for example, volleyball, they're freshmen, JV, and varsity. All of them have separate floats.
Oh, good Lord.
20 kids per. It's a lot of traffic in and out. I don't know. I recommend that you close, definitely.
And
you
that's
want 4 o'clock, that's fine, but I would recommend it.
Let's
put it on the agenda.
To discuss and...
We can discuss it more.
More, and unless everybody wants to say their... How they feel about it now and then...
What do you think about it?
Oh, we could think about it.
I think it's reasonable.
Okay, so we can put it on the agenda for next month and we can vote on it.
I'd like to keep the restroom open.
Well, we don't have anything else on the agenda, so I make it a motion that we go into executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity.
Second.
Roll call. Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milczewski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Okay, session. We've just completed going over the library director's performance evaluation. We've set some goals for the upcoming year, and we are going to present her with a 3% increase retroactive to May. All those in favor, can I get a roll call?
Yes. Milczewski? Oh. Okay, I'll move on. Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
And we'll wait for our director to come back in so that we can continue with the board meeting. In the meantime, have anything else on the agenda, so I make a motion that the meeting is adjourned.
Second.
Okay.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milczewski?
Yes.
Thank you.